We're in Siman Mem Vav. We saw Sif Aleph and Beis speaking about Berachas HaShachar, and we saw in the Mechaber that at various stages when a person wakes up, when you hear the Kol Tarnagol, when you sit up, when you stand up, when you put your feet on the ground, all the various stages, you say the various brachas. And we said that nowadays, because the Adaimer are not Nikiyos, and because of the Ami HaRotzes, the Midig is the Mimisada, these brachas in the Beis HaKnesses, and one is Yetzu with the Chazan, and we saw that the Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays the Midig is for everyone to say these brachas themselves. In Tzav Gimel we say, Chayiv Adam Levarich B'chol Yoyim Me'a Brachis L'Fachas. Everyone is obligated, Lashon Chayiv, and one is Mechuyiv, to be Mevarich every day Me'a Brachis. We know this goes back to Takanas David HaMelech, it was a Magif, for people were dying, and their Masmechet on the Pasuk of Ma'asha Mekech HaShol Mi'imach Ki'im L'Yirai Say, Al Tikri Ma'el Me'a, meaning with Me'a Brachis, then that's the way that a person will be reminded, be aware, be cognizant that they're living with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the way that they were able to stop the Magefa. There is a discussion in the Mefarshim and the Pesachim as to whether that women are Mechuyabes, and this seems to be that the general take is that women are not. And there's various rayas which they bring. Some bring rayas from the fact that the Pesachim, when they reckon the Me'a Brachas, which we go through on a regular day, and a lot of the brachas which only men say, like the brachas on talis and tefillin and davening ma'ariv and so on. And if it was that women are mechuyaves, they would have said, and for women they could be mashlim with this. And you know, just like on Shabbos, it speaks about ways to be mashlim the mea brachas for a man, because you have much less brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos. So there, the place can say how you can mashlim. There would have been a similar discussion as to what women do. So it seems to be that women are paturis from this concept. Says the Mishnah Berurah, brachas hatam, v'shahayu meisim b'chol yim me'an nefashis m'yisra, v'tikim david al zeh levarach me'a brachas b'chol yim, v'nei b'chol yim anem levarach m'oid yirisim me'a brachas. Every day we usually see more than 100. Kate said, how is this so? It's interesting. You're starting with when you go to sleep. So there's Hamapo. And so before you've even started to daven properly, before Pesuk Dinim, you're already up to 25. So here he's including Shachris and Arvis. In Birkas Yiru Inenu, there's another Shemayna. Hare Shleishim V'chamesh, the Chamishim V'sheva Brachas, the Shalish Tfilis. And you have 19 times 3, so another 57. Harei Tishim Ushtaim, so already up to 92. Ubishti Udeisha Sayed. Achas Arvis Achas Shachris. We know it was pretty common, certainly back in the day, that you would wash. You would always wash at a Suda. That's what people would do. It wasn't kind of having breakfast cereals and vegan substitutes and who knows what, all the various, you know, protein bars and all the various things which people have. Harei Sheish Ezrei Brachas, Kibachol Suda Yesh Shemena Brachas, Alan Tisadayim, Hamaitzi Arba Brachas, Mevekas Amazin, Ukashu Sheish Ezrei Mevekas Amazin, Mevach Lefanav Al Achrov, and as we'll see later on in Hilchas Mevekas Amazin, that the Mishnah Berurah very much likes people to bench Al HaKos, even if there's no minion and so on. I mean, Besach HaKol Mea Ushmeina Brachas. So you're up to 108. V'mkein af b'yeim ha'tayne shechosalei suda achas gam ken mekayim mea brachas u'b'yeim ha'shabes chosalei shleishas re'brachas mea mea u'kadiz magna v'ram ein shamar kein yir lashlim v'mini peris megadim. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, on a Shabbos when you're not able to have the full mea brachas because the Shemoneh Esrei is obviously much less, So you should finish the 100 with various brachas. Apparently, some say that that's pshat from the minhag of the Sfaradim, that after they say kiddush, apparently they bring out nuts and fruit and who knows what, and they do this as a way to be mashlim the mea brachas. And even though there might be this discussion, is this considered to be a bracha shelet shricha? Because anyway, you're going to wash in a minute and so on. But obviously, if it's fruit, anyway, it's not included in the suda. But they do these things in order to be mashlim the mea brachas. Like ve'im ein lo yoytze al piatchak v'mesh yechavin l'shmeya bebirkas ha'toyrah v'hamafter v'yana amen. Very interesting. So having in mind that, you know, the Gemara says kala oina amen achra habracha kilo moitzi bracha mipiv dami. So you're having in mind, you're hearing these brachas, and you're saying amen. Maybe that's one way that the Yedzo could come on in Reish Pidala, the custom of Avram, to layach hazatmi b'chashash bracha shenetzricha mishem mitzvah mea brachas. So a very important psak of the Magen Avraham. He says, don't include, bring yourself into a potential bracha shenetzricha in order to be mashlin the mea brachas. Meaning, you know, bracha shenetzricha is not pashit. And yes, this is a big inyan to do so, but you know, you do what you can. You don't do more.
Would you call the birchas hashachar, if you're answering amen b'shat and you're also saying to yourself, is that two lots?
So that's what he says. He says that, you know, b'shat hachak, one could consider that. And that's what he says, having in mind to hear the brachas of the maftir and so on. You know, maybe one can be yitz with that. But he seems to say, and the don't be machnis yourself to a chashash brachas in etzricha because of it. Ubi emekipurim gam can yitz a bishmias habrachas kime b'shabas, again, because it's a shas etchak and you're stuck. There's nothing you can do. Ach bi emekipurim, ach hakalachashbain is still chasal eitzhosh brachas. You will still be three brachas short. Because Magen Avraham, the Yashnam Zebe Birkas Areach al Besamim, so people go around with Besamim for you to make a bracha on Ach Kol Zman Shlehi Sich Daitim El Areach Asalach Zalevarech. So you can't say a bracha and then 20 minutes later say another bracha. Mishim Bracha Shem Tzricha. V'chen Yuchal Ashlima Bebirkas Asher Yatsa in Mizdam Alei, if you go to be excused. The Efshu the Yitzal Piet Chag B'meshim Chavan L'shmeh Chazar Sashat, like we said, and push comes to shove, perhaps you can be Yitzal with that. A couple of interesting shailas. Number one, let's say it's a Rosh Chodesh, and a person's supposed to say Yalav Yavei, and they forget to say Yalav Yavei, and they daven Shemoneh Esrei, but they leave out Yalav Yavei, now they need to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Chazanish says, he brings this to number 14, that Gam HaTfilah Shli Olsaloi Oilu LaHashlamis Mea Brachas. That is included in the Mea Brachas. And the Chayin Ha'ira Adin of Shlomo Zalman, that it's included in the Mea Brachas. And it could just be that the Inyan of, as we mentioned, Takanas David is Ma Hashem Lekecha Shami Machkim Liyira Yisrael Tikri Ma Ala Mea. Meaning, be aware, be cognizant, there's a Bairi Olam, you know, be Mevarechim. So Lamaisa B'Shas Maisa, you did that, you were aware, you were thinking, and so on. Happens to be for a technical reason, because you were not masculine, Me'ina Ma'ira, so you're not technically Yetz Bishman Asher, but Lamaisa, you did it. He points out in number 15 over here, that if a person benches for Shal Shudas once it's night, so he quotes from Rav Osner, who says that is still included in Shabbos's Cheshbon, even though it's no longer Shabbos. But still, that's included in Shabbos's Cheshbon. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman, who says that it's already considered to be the next day. There's a very interesting piece in Ayelet HaShachar from Rabban Leib. And he says like this. Here we go. So he quotes the Gemara Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel, Chayvot L'Rach Me'er Brachos, and so on. Good. Vini Umrim Dehagriz Atzal Hayoilo Latera B'Shabbos B'Yom Tov L'Maftir. So what was the Hanhaga of the Briska Rav? He would be Oilo for Maftir. Why could he lash the Me'er Brachos? He wanted to chaperan in the Me'er Brachos. Avo B'Yim HaKippurim Shlo Yochol L'Hagia L'Me'er Brachos Afilo B'Tziruv Brachos Eilu. Even if he's Oilel Lamafter, he's still not going to reach Me'er Brachas. So it says, "Who are you oiler for Levi? You were just the oiler for Levi, not for Mafta. Why? To solve the inyanu dafke mea brachas. It's 100 or nothing. If you can't reach 100, there's no inyan to get to 99, and so on. So the Zokter Bar Leib, vina atur kosev al takanas mea brachas. Vitzkarach kol adam lizaher behem. Vapeches al yifches. Don't detract. Vahamisiv Yosef. And if you're able to do more, do more." Do 101, do 102, and so on. So he says, Shochnach uses the Lashon of Chayav Adam Mebrach, Bechol Mea Brach, Slafachis, the Lashon Mashma Sheyesh Maila Bechol Tisefes Bracha. It's Mashma that there is a Maila with every additional Bracha, which you say, Vim Kain Gam Mishale Yagia Le Mea Brachis, Yeshayim Sheyesh Inyin La Hesef Vavach Kam Mashiachal, and so on, and therefore he seems to be that he disagrees with the Briska Rav, and he would say that there is an inyan to do as many as you can. He mentions parenthetically that the Shatz also gets through those additional brachas because of the Chazaras Shatz and so on. But interesting discussion as to whether or not it's 100, if it's 100 or nothing. Good, fine. Okay, Dalit. Sorach Lavarch Becholim Shlesani Evid Kechavim Shlesani Aved Shlesani Isha. Says the Ramava, Filu Ger Hayayachol Lavarch Kach. We'll see exactly what that means. Avaloy Yeme Shlesani Akum. To say Shlesani Goy, that he cannot do, Shere Haya Akum Mitzchila. Women, the nusach of the bracha, which women say is shasani kirtzeinay. So the in place of shasani isha, they say shasani kirtzeinay. Says the Mishnah Berurah shasani. V'yizor shle yivarech shasani Yisrael. You shouldn't say the bracha of that you made me into a yid. K'meishiyish ve'ezes sidir ma'idei shiva shatvus. Like you find some incorrect, inaccurate sidurim. You shouldn't do that. He says, why? Meaning, once you've said Shasani Yisrael, then it's pointless to say, oh, and by the way, you didn't make me this and you didn't make me that. You've already said that. I think another reason they say is based on the Gemara of Noyach Leila Adam Shle Nivra. It would have been preferable and better for a person never to have been created. So to say, oh, you made me and you created me as a yid, you know, but so you would just say, you know, at least you didn't make me this, you didn't make me that. I think that's how some explain it. So you say, and we know that many have the nusach to say, Shleosani Goy. Right. That's what he brings over here. He brings from Shlomo Kluger. It says Sheyesh Leim Shleisani Goy Ve'in Lashanas Minas Chazeh Meidach B'Sefer Tzadik Rav Shlomo Bloch Meid Sherabbi Achavetz Chaim Birach Shleisani Eved Kechavim. So that Achavetz Chaim, that was his nesach. So Ve'in Birach Mitchila Shleisani Isha. In other words, a woman is mechuyev in more mitzvahs than obviously an akum and even an evet. So if you initially you skipped and you jumped and you said shleisani isha, so yeshem he quotes the Magen Avraham and others who say shuv leyuchal levarach shleisani akum shleisani evet ki isha adif mishteyen ume meila nichol ha'hayda ki bechlal masayim mana. So if you've said, like, you know, Baruch Hashem, you didn't make me a woman who's, I don't know, for argument's sake, I'm just going to pick out a random number, no shaykhs. Let's say a woman's only mechuyev in 550 mitzvahs, let's say. And you said, Shalom HaSani Yishra, because she's only mechuyev in 550 mitzvahs. It wouldn't make sense to say, oh, and Shalom HaSani Goy is only mechuyev in 400 mitzvahs, or obviously Goy is only mechuyev in 7, and Eved and so on. It's Bechlal Masayim Mad. V'chein in Beirach Shalom HaSani Eved, So they say, even though in theory there is this cheshbon of Bechal Masayim Mana when it comes to this, but you can do so. I wanted to mention the previous thing about the Me'a Brachas. You know, we're kind of a little bit lax. We just kind of assume brachas, and kind of we just hope for the best type of thing. I think most of us. I remember hearing from Ramesh Shapir Zichron Lebracha that he says he remembers an Alta Yid. At any point in the day, you could ask him, "No, where are you holding?" 63, 29. He knew exactly where he's holding Me'a Brachas. It was mamash, a big thing. It wasn't just, you know, kind of a nice little thing. Me'a Brachas, a cute thing. Anyway. Vayta, we said we Mishnah Berurah Shleias and the Ovid, the Eved Yishim Neilad Eved Yishim Dole Yochol Avarach Gamkin Birkesh Vayasani Yisha Ki Eved Zil Tfei Meisha. So perhaps he can't say the Brach of Shleias and Yisha because he's on a lower level. Yishcholkim. Okay. Now we said if you have a ger, he can say the Brachas Shleias and Yisha Shleias and the Ovid. But he cannot say Shleias any goy because he was a goy originally. Yachlevach Pirshiyema Shosani Ger. He can say Shosani Ger, Dimikri Asiya, and that's called an Asiya of sorts, Kitasiv, Besenevash Asu Bachar, this is by Abram, Lashon of Asiya, in reference to the Geras. The Yishchokim is ever time of Melishach Lema Shosani. You can't say this was the Eibush doing this. This is your own Bechira Chavshis. So why would we use a Lashon of Osiya? Ula Kuli Alma Yachol Levarach Shleias Ani Aved Shleias Ani Isha Agar. That would be the Akum Zil Tfei Mi Eved. Vavilachim Hayin Neilad Eved. He might have remained an Eved. So he is able to say this bracha. He's able to say all these brachas. Why do Yisrael Gomor? The fact that the Yichus is not a good high Yichus, but is Yisrael Gomor. And as we know, the Gemara says, at the end of Arius, the Gemara Paskins, the Mamzer Talmud Chacham comes in front of a Kohen Gadol who's an Am Arts. The Chayin Suma, the Gaimalandu Chayiv, the Chol HaMitzvus, Machlekes Tanoim, as to whether Asum is Machuyiv, and we pass that he is. The Tumtum Vandraganus, a Tumtum where the genitalia is concealed. Vandraganus who has both, there we often, we're not sure, are they a Zach, are they in a Kiva, what are they? The Chayav Misafik, the Chol HaMitzvus, Layim Ruh Shleya Sani Isha, that they cannot say. To suffocate him. he points out over here, number 22, about whether women are mechuyavis in general in Birchas HaShachar. So he says that later on in Siman Ayin, he writes that it should be dependent on whether or not there's a Zman Kavua, and therefore is this considered to be a Mitzvah Zman Gram and so on. But he says that from the steam of the tour, it's mashma that they are mechuyavis. Like men. And even if they would be Peturais, they could still say the bracha, certainly according to Minhag Ashkenaz, but he says the Pasha says that women are mechuyavos in these brachas. we know, we mentioned way back when, that when a person wakes up in the morning, one is supposed to say, Baidani Lefanecha. So we saw that a woman is supposed to say Maida Ani Lefanech instead of Maida. It's supposed to change, slightly amend the Nusach to make it fit to Lashon HaKeva. So he points it over here in number 22 in the second paragraph. V'Nusach Birchas Shalais Ani Goy V'Eved L'Nashim. So it says the Kafachai Mishim Mechida Shanashim Teimarna Shalais Ani Goya. For Shivcha, right? That would be the appropriate thing to say. And so Paskin's the Yavitz in his Siddur Beis Yaakov. interesting, the Beis Yaakov says, Shetimarna b'li Sheimu Malchus, which is quite interesting why that should be. But he quotes from the Eish Lavram, as in the Pachacha, not the Prima Gadim, who says, no, Gam Anoshim lo Yeshanu me'anusach v'timarna shleyasani eved v'siyah mitzachim p'tas. We should just use the regular nusach of eved. And it could be that the reason why there's a difference between Maidani l'fanecha, Maidani l'fanecha, and this, because this is a bracha. And usually the rule is, you're not mishane mimatbeah, shetavu chachamim v'brachas. You don't deviate from the way Chazal coined it. And maybe therefore brachas are different. He also quotes from Rav Vosner, that a man says, and so paskins Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was a big baldiktuk, right? He was very into the correct pronunciation. Let's say a cute story about Rav Yaakov when he came to give shir in a yeshiva, when he became a yeshiva, where they were learning the first parak of Vasra. So he said, Rabbi said, we're going to learn parak Hashutofim. So he saw some smiles and giggles in people's faces. Shutfin, what is this Hashutofim? So he said, you see, they're not mature enough or able to kind of handle diktuk, you know, to pronounce things properly. But Al-Kabana, he says that even though in theory it would have been more correct to say Goya and Shivcha, he says one is not Mishana the Nusach.
We don't normally, I mean, for instance, if you're saying Hamokim to Avelin who are only females, you don't change it to Eschen.
Right. Yeah, and you would think over there by Nicham Avelim again, there's more leniency to do so, because it's one thing, as we mentioned, it's one thing if it's a bracha and you're not mishana from the from the matpeh of the bracha. Yeah, interesting. Good.
So halacha l'maaseh, if a goy, a ger, is davening to the
Omer. Right, it's a good question. The question is, what happens if you have a ger who's the chazan, who's the shatz? So, you know, it's very embarrassing. You know, what is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to say, you know, what is he supposed to do? I have seen different days about this. I think I did see a day that he himself, private, as far as halachalamayz, I don't remember. What's the best thing? I seem to recall one day which says he's supposed to skip the bracha, and one day which says that he himself went. No, that wouldn't work either. I think I remember seeing one day which says he is able to say it when he's saying it for the tzibur, because being on the ikra din, the shat says it for the tzibur, he can say it for the tzibur, but he himself always is supposed to say in a shasai ger and so on. But it's not pasha. It's not pasha, but you can say that. There's definitely days which say he's either supposed to skip it.
Someone who comes from
Eretz
Yisrael, when we say Talmud on the same block, if he's the about the Shulchan
he has
to say like the
Sibba says. So I guess you can hear that there the pshat is that in this particular country and climate, this is what the Tzibur needs. And therefore he's saying it because by Chazal Sashat there is this concept of being Meitzi the Tzibur and what the Tzibur needs. And they need to be Mevakish Geshem at this time of year. It could be that's the explanation of those who say you can say it. Blined, I'll check it out. Okay, I guess we will stop here.
Good.
Shkach, everyone.